This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Defence Acquisition Council today cleared capital acquisition proposals worth over 1,10,000 crore rupees for the Defence Forces. The approval was granted during a meeting of the Council held under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. The proposals include procurement of chemical, biological, radiological and nuclear recce vehicles, advanced light helicopters and Sarvatra bridge system for the Indian Army. For the Indian Navy, acceptance of necessity was accorded for the procurement of Arudra radars, design and development and subsequent procurement of marine gas turbines. Meanwhile, for the Indian Air Force, approval was granted to various proposals to enhance the war-fighting capability of fighters, transports and helicopters. The Defence Ministry said that 98% of total procurements will be made from the Indian industry. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today presented the prestigious President's Police Colour to the Goa Police at a ceremony held at Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium in Talegaon in Goa. Mr. Shah also launched an AI-based voice assistant for the 1930 Cyber Fraud Helpline, supporting 12 languages to provide quick assistance to citizens and tourists. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Shah praised the Goa Police for its service, professionalism, courage and discipline. He said the force has played an important role in maintaining internal security, protecting the coastline and safeguarding Goa's tourism and economy.
With 8 decades of glorious service, the Goa Police now proudly joins the distinguished ranks of police forces across the country that have been honored with the President's Colour. This prestigious recognition is a testament to the Goa Police's glorious history, professional excellence, courage, discipline, and unwavering dedication to duty. It is in recognition of these exemplary qualities and its outstanding service to the nation that the Honorable President has conferred the President's Colour upon the Goa Police.
गोवा को प्रेसिडेंट कलर से सम्मानित करने का काम किया है.
The Home Minister urged the force to take the lead in combating narcotics and work towards eliminating the menace by 2029. Mr. Shah also highlighted India's 7.8% GDP growth in the first quarter and its growing role in disaster relief and capacity building globally. Earlier in the day, Home Minister Amit Shah chaired the 28th meeting of the Western Zonal Council in Panaji. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the alleged owner of the building that collapsed yesterday in Satya Niketan has been arrested. In a social media post, the Chief Minister said 5 MCD officials, including the Deputy Commissioner, Superintending Engineer, Executive Engineer, Assistant Engineer and Junior Engineer have also been suspended with immediate effect. She said buildings with a 5th floor across Delhi have been ordered to be sealed immediately. The death toll in the Satya Niketan building collapse in New Delhi has reached 7. The search and rescue operation has completed at the site. All Indian Institute of Medical Sciences AIIMS in Delhi informed that a total of 12 victims were brought to the hospital. Of them, 6 died and 1 later succumbed to injuries. AIIMS added that 3 individuals who were rescued are in critical condition while 2 are stable. Of them, 1 has been discharged. The Election Commission today announced by-poll to Nagaon Lok Sabha seat in Assam. It has also announced assembly by-polls for 2 seats each in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal and 1 seat in Puducherry. The Commission said Madura Ratnakam and Dharapuram seats in Tamil Nadu, Reji Nagar and Nandigram seats in West Bengal and Thattanchavadi assembly seat in Puducherry will go to polls. Notification for the Lok Sabha and assembly by-poll will be issued on Wednesday. The Indian Embassy in China has requested the families of Indian nationals who remain missing in the devastating mudslide and flash flood last month to submit DNA samples to assist in the identification process. The embassy in a statement said families willing to provide DNA information are requested to submit the relevant data in the internationally recognized CODIS format to the Embassy of India. Reigning world champion Sheetal Devi has confirmed a medal for India by storming into the women's compound individual final on the 3rd day of the Stage 3 of World Archery Para Series in Ahmedabad today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.